It's summertime, and we've been thinking about peaches. Did you know there are more than 2,000 varieties of peaches? Alberta, Dixie Red, Snow Beauty, Southern Rose, and the peach many consider the best in the world, Suncrest. It's an heirloom variety from California's Central Valley. David Mas Masumoto made them famous with his award-winning memoir, Epitaph for a Peach. And his daughter, Nikiko, recently joined the family tradition of farming and writing with a book called The Perfect Peach. Nikiko, tell us a bit about the Masumoto family farm. It goes back several generations in your family.
My Jichon, my grandfather, in 1948, he bought the first 40 acres of our farm. And when he did that, his mother, my great-grandmother, she was actually very upset with him, because the whole family had just gone through this incredibly traumatic experience of being forcefully relocated and interned during World War II. And for me, as a Japanese American, as a fourth generation on this land, I believe that was his way of claiming a place here in the United States and saying that even though the family and all Japanese Americans had just been publicly discriminated against, he was going to plant roots, literally, and make a place where he belonged.
The very first line on your family farm's website is, "We grow stories." What's the connection between farming and stories?
I think of farming as another form of performance art. You know, we are absolutely involved in growing an aesthetic experience. And when we have the opportunity to make that connection through those stories with eaters, that to me is like the applause at the end of a performance.
Is there a piece that you'd want to read or perform for us now?
Absolutely. So I'm going to read the head note to a recipe for peach day pickles. So this really gets at the nuance of the land and the history of our particular farm. Peach day pickles. In 2011, I took my first trip to Japan with my family. We visited relatives in the small village of Takamura in Kumamoto Prefecture, where one of my great-grandmothers was born and spent her childhood. Driving from the train station to the family farmhouse, I looked out the window to see a flat, sweeping basin of cultivated land under the protective gaze of distant mountains. I felt at home. The scene looked so similar to the view from our farmhouse porch in the Central Valley, bordered by the towering Sierra Nevada. Many years ago, as my oba-san, great-grandmother, worked on the same land that I work today, I wonder if she looked up at the Sierra and thought for a second that she, too, was home. But she lived and toiled in these fields when anti-Asian racism was legalized in the early 20th century by the California Alien Land Laws of 1913 and 1920, laws that prohibited Asian immigrants from owning land in the state. Asians were not wanted, not welcomed. And yet, here I am, a fourth-generation Japanese-American, and I call this place home. The roots of this recipe come from tsunomono, a lightly pickled Japanese cucumber salad I grew up eating. I wish I could share it with my oba-san. I wonder if her spirit is still in these fields, imagining that she is home.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just thinking that that really makes very, very visceral, doesn't it? The sense that it's the land that connects us and connects all those generations.
Absolutely. I feel haunted in a good way of haunting. I hope that other people feel that, because my family, we're real people. You know, we're not rock star farmers. We sweat and we cry and we bleed and we worry. And I hope that other people feel that and appreciate that.
Now, in addition to working on the family's peach farm, you've also developed a series of kitchen story workshops. What are these? What do you do in them?
Yeah, I am a firm believer that everyone has a story and that everyone has a story about food and or kitchens. And what I love to do is start each workshop with just a little memory exercise where we create a list poem. So you just get a pen and paper out and you write the very first things that come to your head when you think of smell. When you think of an important kitchen in your life, what are the first three things you smell? And then just go through each of the senses individually. What do you hear in that kitchen? What do you see? What do you taste? What do you touch? And then what do you feel, as in your heart, your emotions, what do you feel? Just with a few sensory details, we all get transported, right, to these different unique kitchens. And I just find them fascinating and very powerful.
So what's a kitchen memory from you?
Much in the tradition of my family, I learned how to preserve from my mom, who learned it from her mom. I've grown up making jams every summer out of our peaches, and the preserves took on a really nuanced meaning for me after my Jichon passed away. My grandfather died in 2010. He died in the spring, and every summer my grandmother would preserve peaches for he and she to eat every morning on top of oatmeal. They ate peach preserves every single day. And the year he died, my Bachan was a little worried. Of course, she was mourning, but it was really beautiful the way the worry manifested. She was worried she wouldn't be able to finish the peaches that she had preserved for the both of them. So the rest of that year, we as a family ate the preserves that were meant for my Jichon in a really bittersweet way of honoring him. And since that experience, the whole concept of preserves has taken on a much wider meaning to me. It's not only obviously about the physical preservation of food to save for the winter, but it's also about a preservation of memory, mm-hmm. Of people and of things that were once alive. Mm-hmm. And that has really made the preserving process a much more beautiful one for me.
You know, that makes me think about how in so many older cultures, there for centuries was a tradition of leaving food for the dead, still on the Day of the Dead in Mexico. And I think there's celebrations like this in Japan also.
There's a couple of, at least I understand them as rural traditions. In the summer, there's an Obono Dori festival.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Which is really colorful and it's full of dancing. And the story is that you call the spirits back of the people who have passed on. And it's interesting to see how I understand the Dia de los Muertos tradition to be very strong in southern Mexico, in Oaxaca particularly, where a lot of indigenous cultures and a lot of rural cultures is still thriving and alive. And I think it's very interesting to draw those correlations between mm-hmm. the Dia de los Muertos and the tradition that I grew up with.
You know, I'm thinking really what we've been talking about is roots, your family yeah. roots, your food roots, but also your agricultural roots. Are there kinds of questions you would want to encourage all of us to ask about our own roots or think about?
I would love people to think about how their roots are related to the land and producing food. I think that a lot of people today, especially in my generation, I'm almost 28, and there's a lot of us who have lost those connections, but I think that they're still there. We just have to search them out. And so I would encourage people to think about their roots in food and food production and cooking as lifelines to who we are in the past and who we might become in the future. These stories are just so rich with detail. I would hate for these to be lost.
Nikiko Masumoto is a fourth-generation organic peach farmer, a performance artist, and co-author of The Perfect Peach, Recipes and Stories from Our Family Farm.